At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Entrepreneurs have one thing in common. They keep going. They'll change the rules. They'll reinvent the rules. You know, they don't just take one answer. You know what I mean? It's just a mindset. You know, it's, if you mess with me, I'll find a way around it.
The reason I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad was because I knew this time was coming. We have, as a world, have never been here before. And so is it a spooky time? Yeah, it is probably the most dangerous time ever. There's nothing to compare it to because there's never been a world economy before. You know, 100 years ago, if there was a stock market crash in England, it didn't affect anybody. Mm. But now the U.S. market goes down, the world goes down. Plus with social media and all this we're doing now. And so we've never been here before. I'm excited about it because I make more money in crashes than I do when they go up. But for the average person, they'll get wiped out. I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're heading for a global depression.
The national debt for World War II was $25 billion. Every day today, they're printing $125 billion. Every single day, that's like five World War IIs per day, they're printing so much money. Think of a hot air balloon with a tear in it. And they're doing desperately trying to fix this tear. No matter how hard they try, the tear has gone beyond, it's coming down. So in financial terms, it's called our debt to GDP has now gone from 60 to 90 to 105, it's going to 120. We're bankrupt. And they're gonna print more and more money, which means savers are losers, just as I predicted. Your money is gonna be worthless in a few years. This is metamorphosis time. Financial education, in Rich Dad's terms, is really financial transformation. And the definition of metamorphosis is very important. Metamorphosis, the definition is the evolution or the transformation from an immature form to an adult form. Metamorphosis is the same as a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. So everybody listening right now, if you're struggling financially, just think of yourself as a little caterpillar. And this crisis is your cocoon. The question is, what do you emerge as? Do you emerge as a victim? You know, the world did that to me, and the capitalists are crook, and the rich are bastards, and all this stuff. Or do you say, oh, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. The same as my health. I am ground zero for the coronavirus. All that does is inspire me to get healthier. So the overall theme is, you're either gonna get healthier and wealthier, or you're gonna go bust. Your choice. It sits between your ears, your heart, your body, your mind, your spirit, your attitude. This could be the best thing that ever happened to you, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, if you turn out to a butterfly or somebody will step on you like a little worm. It's your choice.
We all have an external economy, but we also have an internal economy. Mm-hmm. And the willpower is to change our internal economy. So for me, I can see the good and I can see the bad. I don't really give a damn because I'm going to be rich anyway. But a poor person with a poor personal economy, all they're going to see is a bad economy because they don't know how to make money in any economy. Your economy DNA versus the external economy.
Got it. What you control versus what you can't control.
I can control. Yeah, it's called an internal focus versus an external focus. Mm-hmm. So the real entrepreneur has an internal focus. But if they fall down, they say, oh, this is good because I'm going to go up higher. You know, the average person will fall down and say, oh, I'm going to take some Prozac. Or somebody has a mistake, oh, the mistakes don't matter. Well, mistakes matter. It means you didn't know something. But a real entrepreneur, whether they fall down, they always can go up. They can stand back up and go higher. Then no matter what happens to them, they get stronger and better and smarter and happier. So the entrepreneur first job is to control inside here, not outside there.
So what can I do? I'm one of them.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
What do I do? Does it go back to employee, self-employed, business owner, investor? Like, go find a business, go start a business, go reposition yourself career-wise? You know, is there a 1-2-3-step process on what I can do to be prepared for it?
The best time to start a business is right after a crash. I made more money after 2008 than ever in my whole entire life because everybody was hiding like little cockroaches.
You made more money after 2008 than your entire life.
Yeah, so when, you know, here I'm talking about the coming depression, everybody says, oh, you're such a pessimist, you know? I'm going, no, I'm excited. All the bargains that are gonna be on the street, you know what I mean? But everybody else, oh, you're pessimistic. No, I'm actually optimistic. Mm. I have a friend in Panama. He has an avocado farm. So he's sitting in Panama growing avocados. He says, because people have to eat. Another guy's, a friend of mine, is growing blueberries. But another friend of mine, he had a big house. His kids all moved out. So he converted the kids' bedrooms into one-bedroom apartments. So he put a kitchen and he put a toilet inside his little bedrooms. And so he now rents out 4 bedrooms. He's making more money today than ever before because a lot of workers commute to Seattle. So they come in on Sunday night, they check out Friday afternoon. Point is, everybody can do something, but you gotta figure out what you can do. So that's why lesson number one in Rich Dad, Poor Dad is the rich don't work for money. What we do instead is we create businesses as entrepreneurs. We acquire real estate. The reason is because as entrepreneurs, I have more control over my income, how much I make, and how much I pay in taxes. And because I'm an entrepreneur as well as an investor in real estate, I pay zero tax. So every time I make, let's say, $1 million as an entrepreneur, I immediately invest it in real estate. I have a 4-to-1 step up. So I put $1 million in real estate. I get $4 million from the bank. That's why I love banks. But the banks are screwing everybody else. You know, terrible. Because when you print, savers get creamed and people who work for money get creamed. When they print, debtors get rich. You see, debt and taxes make the rich richer. And debt and taxes make the poor middle class poorer. My last paycheck, I still remember it clearly. It was one of the worst and the best days of my life. So I got this check and I went, oh, man. You know what I mean? So I was excited, but I was also disturbed. And so this other guy comes up to me, his name was John. And John says to me, he says, you're going to be back. I said, why? He says, because you're going to fail. I looked at him and said, look, a few expletive words, because that's what he did. He left Xerox, failed, and he came back. And I said, look, you failed and you came back, but I'm going to fail and I'm never coming back. And that's the attitude. Do you know what I mean?
If
you say, well, if I fail, I'll go back to mommy and daddy, then that's what you'll do. So if you fail, that's when I became an entrepreneur, because I had no money. I had no money for years. You know, I didn't have a paycheck. But that's what my rich dad encouraged me to do. He says, when you don't have this paycheck, you get hungrier, smarter, and it's a test of your character. Will you become a crook? Will you become dishonest? Will you cheat and steal? Or will you become a better human being? So really, that's the benefit of becoming an entrepreneur. You really find out who you are when you don't have anything. If you're an entrepreneur and you're going to be a big entrepreneur, leadership skills and communication skills are more important than a law degree.
So what you're saying is education, the mindsets can be taught, and if I learn the mindsets, and earlier you talked about when I asked you a question about can somebody go out there and do something about it, there's got to be desire. But if I feed my mind, I got desire, I have an opportunity to make it as an entrepreneur.
Desire and ambition.
Sure.
That's what it takes.
Sure.
That's why I say everybody can open a lemonade stand, but very few can be a rich one.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.